Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Right now, though, let's get to our guest. He's a big deal.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami, really manly. That has nothing to do with the conversation. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. 3, 2, 1.
That'll hook.
All right. Todd Pyro of Fox and Friends on the radio this morning with you, folks. Todd, good morning.
You know, you mentioned in your intro to the intro to the intro right there about all the insanity that we see in D.C., and I agree, you know, we have a lot of the same stuff here. It really makes me just kind of want to say, forget the East Coast. I want to move someplace where nothing ever happens, like St. Louis. Oh, wait.
Yeah, good luck. We're famous again. A couple weeks ago, we had a bunch of Hoosiers and rednecks in a pool down at the Lake of the Ozarks, and now we've got local attorneys dressed in pink polos carrying AR-15s.
I mean, I actually had to study for this hit today. Actually, I don't.
You better be prepared.
Actually, I just have the general knowledge of the events that are happening throughout our world that I acquire through my daily preparation for my job at the Fox News Channel, which, in case the listeners are unaware, I'm currently anchoring the 3 a.m. newscast there in St. Louis. And remember, if you're not up, what am I going to tell you to do?
I think we should
DVR it.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I've got mine set.
I am. But, yeah, I actually had to prep this week. My God, what's going on down there?
So what is your perception from afar of our little problem here in St. Louis? Let me ask that.
The thing that I haven't heard, and this is mind-boggling to me, I have not heard this from anybody. And it seems like the be-all, end-all of this case. Were they trespassing? Yes. Okay, let's move on. They were trespassing. If somebody trespasses on your property, are they in the right? What am I missing? What am
You're not missing anything, Todd. In fact, I'm sure it's your legal background causing you to ask that question, and a whole lot of common sense. In fact, one of our local TV stations went out and grabbed a law professor from one of the local law schools here, St. Louis University. Listen to a cut 15, please.
Some people might say, well, why didn't they just go back into their homes? Into their home, and you could argue that as a practical matter, but the law says you don't have to retreat.
John Ahman, professor emeritus with the St. Louis University School of Law, says most of the actions taken by the McCloskeys Sunday appear to be protected by numerous state laws.
They have the open carry law in Missouri that allows them to have their guns in public. We have the Castle Doctrine that says you can defend your house and your lives and your property. And we have the law that says you can stand your ground and you don't need to retreat.
Yeah, so he didn't even mention the fact that the street they live on is clearly marked as private property,
right?
No public access on top of all of
that. I'd even go a step further than an individual and say, were they on their own property? Do whatever you want with your guns, as long as you're not shooting it and the bullet is leaving the property to go hit somebody else. Then we get into a different situation, such as, did you need to stand your ground? Were you defending yourself? Blah, blah, blah. But if I'm allowed to have a gun in my home and I walk outside onto my lawn, that is still considered my home. I can pretend like I'm freaking John Wayne. I guess we can't say John Wayne anymore. It doesn't become an assault or a battery unless the bullet leaves my gun as an extension of my body and hits the other person. But we're not even at that point. You rightly mentioned that they are on private land, and they're on private land within private land. So we're missing a lot here. They broke a gate at their house. That is a door, for all intents and purposes. So what we're saying, the people that are reacting and saying, oh, this couple is out of their mind. Well, what would you do if somebody broke down the door to your home, which is your private land, and did the same thing? I don't know what the hullabaloo is about this. And let's not forget that this couple, at least through their lawyers, said the two individuals that did the threatening were white.
Yeah, that's true. That is a true fact. Now, the gate that was pushed open was access to the private street, and I don't think that it was necessarily on their property. But your point is the same. You know, I don't know about you. I don't know about the Todd Pyro Mance up there in Connecticut. Correct.
Well, Mance, let's back up that train. I practically have a box.
So the Todd Pyro household, this is how I feel. I don't live on a private street by any stretch of the imagination, live out in the burbs. But if I heard noise and I walked out my door and there were 300 or 400 people chanting loudly and banging drums walking up my street, and I knew that just a couple of days before at one of these protests, violence broke out, I would probably be sitting on my veranda out here with something other than just a glass of bourbon in my hand. It just makes sense. Her mistake, Todd, and what's gone viral is her poor trigger discipline and the fact that she was waving the pistol at these people. That's what she shouldn't have done.
Again, I have been on a couple stories where I've been trained on how to handle a firearm, so I don't want to embarrass myself in front of the Fox News viewer by showing that I have poor form. But to my earlier point, she can twist that thing around. She can do whatever she wants. She's on her private property, and yes, if it went off and hit a neighbor, then that's when we start getting into reckless, manslaughter, reckless killing, and whether it's manslaughter or, rises to the level of murder, reckless disregard for human life. We're not getting into the law here this morning, but that's where that discussion would lead. Did a bullet fly out of that gun? No.
No.
And so,
The other thing the national media has not reported a great deal either, Todd, is the fact that a couple of members in the crowd had guns, and they weren't pointing them at these people, but they had guns with them. And the McCloskey said they were aware of that, and that's what alarmed them. So even though, it wasn't really a standoff, so to speak, it wasn't without reason how they reacted. And these are two trial attorneys who apparently have contributed to both parties. Some of the documents I saw yesterday, they've contributed to Joe Biden. They've contributed to Act Blue and some other organizations like that as well. So they've played both sides of the political spectrum here.
When the cancel mob comes for you, it's crazy. What question for you here? The underlying march was because your mayor gave out the names of protesters in the address. What was the reaction to that? Because that just seems. It seems like you're ticking off everybody there when you're doing that.
Yeah, but here's the thing in Missouri, and I my guess is it's this way in some other states as well. When you address a public body in Missouri, and particularly in the city of St. Louis, St. Louis County, and the former town here, Wildwood, where I used to be a former city councilman, you have to state your name and your address before you address the council so that they know that you are a member of the community. Same in the city. And all of that information can be found through a FOIA request, or in Missouri, it's called the Sunshine Law. So all of the information was public to begin with. Anybody could have requested it. She took the letters. She read their request on her live video feed that she does a couple days a week, I guess. And she happened to mention this letter came from Joe Schmo, and she read his address, and he was asking to defund the police and move the money somewhere else. And the crowd was mad. They accused her of doxing this individual, which all she did was read something that was part of the public record. The interesting thing about it, Todd, is they marched past this house. They got mad at the couple with the guns, and the members of the crowd then doxed the people that lived in that house. They told what their address was, what their name was, where they worked, tried to damage their business. So they did the exact same thing they accused the mayor of doing.
It is a fascinating time we live in.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I don't, but what's specifically the doxing? I mean, what is the answer? Do we create laws? Well, then the First Amendment people are going to go out of their minds.
Yes.
So that's a tricky one. That is a very tricky one.
That's a good point. What have you been covering up there for Fox? Did you cover this explosion of COVID cases around the country?
Yeah, I mean, what haven't we been covering? It's like a roulette wheel every day. What wants to be the top story? And, you know, then all of a sudden we have new entrants, like the story you mentioned with regard to the Russia-Afghanistan troop story, which is all over the place today. And then yesterday, abortion. You know, we haven't heard from abortion in a couple of weeks, so might as well get that back in the news. You know, immigration with some of the court rulings jumped up there. But, you know, COVID definitely seems to be the story that won't go away, much like the disease that won't go away. But yeah, I mean, it's scary times.
Did you see the story that there may be another swine flu coming out of China that could be the next pandemic?
Would you question my news judgment if I looked at our wheel or a rundown and didn't see it in there? So I said, you know what? I'm going to spare myself that until I do my reading throughout the course of the day. I don't want to depress myself prior to the newscast. But yeah, I saw the headline and I thought to myself, oh, come on. Well, come on, 2020.
It's clickbait. Excuse my language. If you read the story and then you get three or four lines down into it and it says that they don't think it's a real pandemic threat, but it is a virus that they've identified that could achieve pandemic status if it's allowed to get out. Well, come on. That's the last thing we needed to hear in 2020.
Until tomorrow's story, which is that disease, the swine flu from China, this part three or whatever it is carried by the murder hornets through that dust storm that is making its way from the Sahara and will come to your house bearing weapons and dox you. That's the next one. Get ready.
That's coming. I hear it coming. That's for sure, Todd. Todd Pyra, our guest from Fox and Friends. Todd, you heard me play that soundbite earlier from Ryan Lizza? Is that the guy's name?
Come on. You have your time there in the White House briefing room to ask a question to benefit the American people, to benefit the readers of Politico, which I read. I mean, that has important information. They present what's going to happen in the election. They go through races. There's information in there that I need. That question, come on. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. I said a long time ago that some of the folks up there, and just to name names, Jim Acosta among them, have tried to, they've just made an, they use it as a platform to promote themselves. When you ask questions like that, you're doing it because you, and in this case, I think it was a mistake on his part, but he's doing it because he knows that question is going to get repeated in every media outlet in America.
Yeah, but he's wearing a mask. And so the ability to write a book and gain all this notoriety that Jim Acosta got from his antics is not the same, because you can't recognize the individual. Until I heard the name, I had no idea who that was.
No.
And so, much like the NFL, where the players complain that they can't market themselves because they're wearing a mask like the basketball players, Ryan Lizza is going to have a tough time marketing his ridiculous question because he's wearing a mask.
That's a good
not
point.
Saying you shouldn't be wearing a mask, but he's wearing a mask. We can't market ourselves when we can't see ourselves.
I love it. I love it. Hey, stay tuned, buddy. I'm sure by next week we're going to have another major St. Louis incident for you.
Or, and hear me out, wouldn't it be nice if we had hockey?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Talk about the Blues.
Yes,
Todd. We could spend 30 minutes on Tarasenko. Just 30 minutes. And the goalie, Jordan.
No complaints here. Ed.
Jordan Bennington. Ed. Yeah, those are names that we've almost forgotten about. A year ago, we were celebrating our Stanley Cup victory. So that's, I was kind of hoping we could hang on to the trophy for 2 years in a row, but
we still can.
Yeah,
we might.
Not too late.
If we have to win it again. Yeah. I was hoping if they just didn't have hockey, we just by default would
We don't know. I mean, don't spike the football on the season yet. We don't know anything, especially when it comes to sports. Until I see someone on my TV, I'm not spiking a football on
so
anything.
True.
Boy,
yes.
That's the truth. Todd, thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
You too.
You
Todd,
bet.
You too.
Yeah, Todd Pyro there of Fox and Friends.
Get more at 971talk.com.